Somebody's got to stand up for what's right. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Back we are. John Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI, heading into the Memorial Day holiday. It's my pleasure to introduce a man we greatly admire here on the John Carlson Show. Rarely do we play entire speeches on The Commute with Carlson, but Ben Carson's National Prayer Breakfast oration in February of 2013 was so outstanding. I not only played it for all of you, but I made my kids watch it when I got home that night. Dr. Ben Carson, in addition to being head of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital, now retired, has also written several best-selling books, and he's written another one that's destined for number one in the New York Times list. It's called One Nation, and he joins us now. Hello, Dr. Carson.
Hi, good to be with you again.
It's always great having you here on the show. Let me ask the most relevant question before we talk about One Nation, and that is, you're hearing all of these awful headlines about the VA system. I want you to pretend for a moment President Obama picks up the phone, calls you and says, Dr. Carson, I need someone to fix the VA, and you have carte blanche. Whatever you want, we'll do. How would Ben Carson run veterans' health in this country?
Well, first of all, you have to recognize that there are lots of wonderful people who work in the VA system. I've worked in the VA system in the past myself.
Mm-hmm.
The problem being that there's enormous bureaucracy, many layers of people between the physician and the patient. So recognize that first. And you have to provide a mechanism whereby people can actually get the care. And I think giving people vouchers, the ability to move outside the VA system, to go to a local hospital and to receive care, that's the least that we can do for people who've put their lives on the line for us. And in the meantime, the veteran hospitals, we have to streamline. We have to make them more like private hospitals where there is actual incentive for people to get care in an appropriate and a timely fashion. So that's going to mean changing the system to look more like a private hospital.
Now, would you have the traditional VA system operating side by side with, you know, a voucher system that uses the principle of the GI Bill, where you, yeah, you know, take your, or would you just transition from one system to the other?
Well, I think I would have both systems, and I would spend time looking at the reactions of the veterans. Which system do they prefer? And whichever one that was, that's the one that I would expand on and decrease the other one.
Dr. Carson, it wasn't until I read One Nation that it became so clear of how deep your admiration is for the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And of course, most every American admires Martin Luther King, but you in particular.
Well, because he was a man who had some real principles. They're really quite conservative principles, actually. But what he advocated for was not special treatment, but just equal treatment. And that's the very same thing that I advocate for. I want everybody to be treated the same way. You know, one of the things that people say is, well, you know, you're homophobic, you're anti-gay. I'm not anti-gay by any stretch of the imagination. I just think that they should have the same rights as other people, not extra rights.
Well,
you know, there's nobody who gets to redefine marriage.
Well, there's another side to Martin Luther King, and that is he was focused first and foremost on rights for all, not on race.
Correct. And he's, you know, probably his most famous admonition was judging people on the content of their character and not on the color of their skin. But, you know, it seems like we're going backward in that area. We're bringing up race in just about everything. And, you know, as a neurosurgeon, I can tell you, it's the brain that makes you who you are. It is not the skin that makes you who you are. And we simply have to start analyzing things, I think, at a much deeper level. I think Dr. King was a person who was able to do that. He also knew how to pose resistance. I think he was very clever, you know, not to advocate for violence, but to advocate for doing things that would show up those who were doing the wrong thing. One of the reasons that that Saul Alinsky told his people in his book Rules for Radicals never to talk with your opposition is because he knew that if you begin to talk with them, you'd start saying, hey, you know, they may have a point here, and you might start reconsidering things. Well, the things that, that Dr. King advocated were for that reason, too, to make people start saying, scratching their head and saying, you know, that really isn't right. That really is not something that I can get behind and support. And that had a huge effect on America.
You know, I've had the chance to meet and talk to you in the past, and I'm glad to have done that. You know who I really wish I could have gotten to know, though, Dr. Carson?
My mother.
Yes! Your mom! What a great story you tell here in the book One Nation, where your brother was put on the vocational track by school officials, and your mom marched down to the school and said, no, I want him on the college track.
Well, you know, my mother was one of those people who would never be a victim. You know, and if anybody had a right to be one, she was the one.
Single mom in Detroit.
Absolutely. But she also never made excuses, and she never accepted excuses from us. And I think that was probably the best thing that she did for us, because we learned how to take responsibility. We learned how to solve problems. And, you know, the results speak for themselves. I became a neurosurgeon. My brother became a rocket scientist, you know, coming out of, you know, the worst environment that's imaginable. And you think about all the potential that is out there right now. And we need to be looking at ways that we can cultivate that. I think, you know, conservatives in particular, and I'm working with a number of people, to actually design some programs very similar to what Muhammad Yunus did, who had a Nobel Prize winner for his microeconomic model, mm-hmm. which brought many people out of poverty in Pakistan,
microloans,
India. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that in this nation, too. We have to tailor it a little bit differently. But that's what we have to begin to advocate as a stark opposition to the there, you poor little thing, I'm going to take care of you, which leaves people in a dependent position. Increases poverty.
Were you surprised when you were on The View? And one of, the, of course, the people you were gently sparring with is Whoopi Goldberg, a former welfare mom. And the audience seemed to really support and applaud and even cheer for what you were saying about, you know, getting people off of, out of poverty, off of dependence, and into an independent life.
Yeah, and Whoopi just reinforced my point without actually understanding that she was reinforcing it. But the fact of the matter is, this is why in the book I advocate so much for civil discourse. Because when people sit down and actually begin to discuss things, that's how they make progress. You know, what happens when people get divorced? They stop communicating. And the next thing you know, their spouse is the devil incarnate. You know, this is what's happened to us as a nation. We, the people, have to recognize that we are simply being manipulated like pawns by people who have nefarious motives about radically changing the nature of this nation.
Dr. Ben Carson, it's a great book, One Nation. I commend it to everyone, particularly young graduates. Thanks ever so much for joining us here on KVI again.
Thank you so much.
Have a great Memorial Day holiday.
KVI.